It's Sunshine Week. No, it has nothing to do with the weather. It's a nationwide event organized each year by the American Society of News Editors to highlight and educate people about the public's right to know about how their government operates. David Sadd is president of New Hampshire Right to Know, a nonprofit organization that advocates for greater transparency in government. He's presenting tonight at an event in Nashua on issues relating to the public's right to know, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Every state has its own version of what's known as the right to know law. How do you think New Hampshire's doing when it comes to transparency in open government?
New Hampshire's doing okay. It depends on the specific area. For example, the Center of Public Integrity gave New Hampshire a grade of F in the area of public information. And a big reason for that poor grade is because, one, we do not have any type of independent arbiter set up within the state. So if a citizen has an issue with their right to know and exercising their right to know, they have no one to turn to. There's no organization.
Recourse. No recourse at all.
No recourse other than to go to court. And so they have to file a petition in court against whatever the public body is that they feel they've been aggrieved by. Many other states have some type of independent arbiter. You might go to the attorney general, for example, and file a complaint against your local, maybe it's a school board or selectman. There might be an independent organization that's been set up specifically where you can file a right-to-know complaint and have it heard outside of a formal court process.
Why doesn't New Hampshire have that? Why are we one of the states that doesn't have that?
It's not for a lack of trying. Our organization for the last 4 years has put forth bills in the legislature to try to accomplish that, and every year it's failed. This year we took a position, since we've had such difficulty in accomplishing that, we put forth a bill, HB 178, which will establish a commission to study the process of how best to resolve right-to-know complaints.
Are we seeing more issues of local town and city officials refusing access to records, or is this more of a state issue?
It does exist at all levels. I think what we're seeing is probably more at the local level, and some of that probably is attributed to, one, there is more local governments, in terms of we have 200-something, you know, cities and towns, and then you've got hundreds of school boards versus, you know, at the state or county level, there's fewer entities. I think the other aspect of is at the state or, say, county level, you have public employees that, because they're, you know, full-time and they're doing this, they might be a little more educated in their responsibilities regarding being open and transparent. And they might have more resources to be able to respond. That's more of a guess on my part.
A smaller town or municipality just may not have the people or resources available.
And many of them are elected officials. And one of the big problems we have is that, again, in this state, we have this law, right-to-know law, that every local official is responsible for making sure they conduct meetings properly and in an open manner. They're responsible for making sure records are properly kept and available for inspection to the public. But yet these elected officials do not go through any training. You know, tomorrow you could be elected as a selectman in your town and you're sitting on that board and you're starting to run the business of the town, and there's nothing that says you have to even have read the right to know law, never mind know what its contents are. So many times the new person is really following in the path of the existing other board members, and they may or may not have learned all of the right aspects of the right to know law.
How has the evolution of electronic communication affected this? Does the public have a right to see, you know, government officials' text messages, for example, or, you know, obviously there's emails. There's so much there electronically. How does that affect what we're seeing with the right to know law and the evolution of right to know law?
It's an area where there's a lot of conflict. Recently, one of our members of our organization, Donna Green, who is also a school board member at the Timberlane School District, went all the way to the Supreme Court to win her case, where she was asking for electronic records to be provided to her electronically. So, for example, let's say there's a spreadsheet of a budget. And, of course, it would be great to get it in a spreadsheet format because There's a lot of things you can do with an electronic spreadsheet in terms of manipulation and analysis that you're not going to do if somebody prints out the 50-page spreadsheet and hands it to you.
My thing, it would be probably cheaper as well to just send somebody an electronic file rather than printing a 50-page report out.
Absolutely. And clearly we have some local governments following the path of most resistance and trying to make records available instead of the path of least resistance.
Bureaucracy trying to make it harder.
Yes.
Okay. What advice would you give to citizens who may be seeking to access public records but are hitting a roadblock?
Well, the first thing is make sure you, when you file your request, that you file it in a manner that you reasonably describe the records you're looking for. And not make a request that is too broad, because then there will be, possibly some pushback and delay because there's a large volume of records you're going after. And you, they could refuse the request if it isn't reasonably described, because the law does require that.
Be clear.
Yeah. Be clear, be concise. And if you have some concerns or doubts, we as an organization, Right to Know New Hampshire, does provide assistance. We have people that contact us regularly, but make sure that it's reasonably described. That's the first thing. The second thing is make sure you ask to inspect the records. We fought long and hard over the last couple of years to get a bill passed where now the person cannot be charged money simply to inspect a record. They can be charged if they want copies. And so all of a sudden, if your request is going to yield 500 copies at 50 cents a page, that adds up. And so ask to inspect the records, and then after you inspect the records, maybe there's only a small subset of those records in which you want a physical copy of, and then pay for the copy fee for those.
David Sadd, President of New Hampshire Right to Know, thank you for your time.
Thank you.